Brilliance Audio presents Ruins by Orson Scott Card. Performed by Emily Janice Card, Kirby Hayborn, and Stefan Rudnicki. Rig saw the stream before any of the others. Loaf was an experienced soldier. Olivenko not so experienced, but not untrained either. And Umbo had grown up in the village of Fall Ford, which was almost like living in the woods. But only Rig had tramped the high forests above the upsheer cliffs, trapping animals for their fur, while the man he called father taught him more than Rig ever thought he would need to know. Rig practically smelled water like an animal. Even before they crested the low grassy rise, he knew that there would be a stream in the next crease between hills. He even knew it would be only a rill with no trees. The ground here was too stony. Rig broke into a jog. "Stop," said the expendable they were calling Vadish. Rig slowed. "Why?" "That's water, and I'm thirsty." "We're thirsty," said Umbo. "You cannot drink there," said the expendable.
"Cannot?"
"There's some kind of danger?" asked Rig.
"Or a law," suggested Olivenko. "You said you were leading us to water," said Loaf. "And there it is."
"That's not the water I'm taking you to," said Vadesh.
Only now did Rig realize what he wasn't seeing. It was his inborn gift that all the paths of the past were visible to him. Humans and animals all left traces behind them, paths in time. If they ever traveled through a particular place, Rig could tell where they had gone. It was not something he saw with his eyes. His eyes could be closed or covered, or there could be walls or solid rock between him and the path, and he would still know where it was and could figure out what kind of creature made it and how long ago. There had been no human traffic at this stream in 10,000 years. More tellingly, few animals had come there, and no large ones.
"It's poisonous," said Rig.
"Is that a guess?" asked his sister Param. "Or do you know somehow?"
"Even animals don't come here to drink," said Rig. "And no human for a long time."
"How long?" asked Vadesh.
"Don't you know?" asked Rig.
"I'm curious about what you know," said Vadesh. "I have not known a human who can do what you can do."
"Nearly as long as since the beginning of human settlement on this world." Rig had a very clear idea of what paths that old were like. Since he had just crossed the wall between his home wallfold and this one by clinging to an animal that, in the original stream of time, had died in the holocaust of humans first coming to the planet Garden.
"That is off by only a little less than 1,000 years, said Vadesh.
"I said nearly," answered Rig.
1,000 years this way or that," said Param.
"Close enough."
Rig still didn't know Param well enough to tell if her sarcasm was friendly teasing or open scorn.
"What kind of poison?" he asked Vadesh.
"A parasite," said Vadesh.
"It can live out its entire life cycle in the stream, feeding off the bodies of its siblings, ancestors, and descendants until one of them eats it. But if a larger animal comes to drink, it attaches to the face and immediately sends tendrils into the brain."
"It eats brains?" asked Umbo, intrigued.
"No," said Vadesh. "It infiltrates them. It echoes the neural network. It takes over and controls the host's behavior."
"Why in the world would our ancestors bring along such a creature when they came from Earth?" asked Umbo.
"They didn't," said Olivenko.
"How do you know that?" asked Loaf.
His tone showed he was still skeptical of Olivenko, who was only a member of the city guard in Aressa Sesamo rather than a real soldier.
"Because if they had, it would exist in every wallfold," said Olivenko. "And it doesn't exist in ours."
"Olivenko thinks the way father taught me," thought Rig. "Don't assume. Think it through."